Good morning and goodbye to Sushma Swaraj, India's popular foreign minister who became known for helping Indians stuck abroad by responding to them on Twitter. And she had such connect with the people on the platform that her parting words before her death were also on Twitter, where she thanked Modi ji for ending her wait of a lifetime, referring to the Kashmir separation and abrogation. And a goodbye also to Toni Morrison, not a Twitter celebrity, but a Nobel laureate, first black woman to win that prize for her force that highlighted the pursuit of freedom within the boundaries of race. Shortly after the 2016 presidential election, Morrison wrote Making America White Again, an essay for The New Yorker about the cultural anxiety that she said motivated most of the white Americans who voted for Trump. So scary are the consequences of a collapse of white privilege that many Americans have flocked to a political platform that supports and translates violence against the defenseless as strength. These people are not so much angry as terrified with the kind of terror that makes knees tremble. It is 7th August 2019. Speaking of cultural anxiety and insecurities, what was trending on Google yesterday was Kashmiri girl pics. While I'm not making this up, it was one of the highest search keywords on Google from India. So the two thing Indian men right now want are land in Kashmir and gori Kashmiri women to marry. Entitlement, property and a real warped sense of self are just some markers to show how insecure can people really be. It is alarming how Kashmiri women or how to marry Kashmiri women were the top searches in Google, even as thousands of innocent Kashmiri citizens remain stranded, stripped of a voice in a matter that affects their lives. Kashmir is an integral part of India. There is no doubt about it. When I say Jammu and Kashmir, I include Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and Aksai Chin. Both are included in the territorial boundaries of Jammu and Kashmir, said Amit Shah in Lok Sabha after putting entire Kashmir under house arrest at gunpoint when DMK MPs T.R. Balu and Dayanidhi Maran expressed concern over the absence of Jammu and Kashmir leader Farooq Abdullah and also ripped one at the speaker too. Balu said, "I do not know where or how my colleague Dr. Farooq Abdullah is. I do not know whether he is under house arrest or arrested." Maran raised a point of order under Rules 229 to 231 that say the speaker has to be informed when an MP is arrested or detained and the speaker has to read this out in the house. Dr. Farooq Abdullah, who is a member of this house, is missing. He's arrested. We have no intimation. The house is in session and you, as the speaker, should protect the member. To which Amit Shah replied, "I have made it clear thrice. Farooq Abdullah ji is at his home. He is not under house arrest. He is not under detention. He is in good health. Mauj masti mein hai. Aap zara baat kar lo. He's having a good time. You talk to him." Obviously, the landlines and the cell phones were down. Well, Tharoor countered, "He is saying on TV he's not being allowed outside by you people," pointing his right index finger behind his ear. Shah said, "I am saying on record that he is not under arrest. Unko nahi aana hai, to gun kanpatti par rakkar bahar nahi la sakta hun. If he doesn't want to come, we can't force him out at a gunpoint." Well, Abdullah spoke to NDTV at his home in Srinagar and he said, "I feel sad that the Home Minister of India can lie like this and say that Farooq Abdullah is not detained, then he is staying in his house at his own will. This is not true and you have seen it. They do not let anybody come into my house. I have a big padlock on the door. I had to force myself. I don't know how many of my security men will be dismissed because I said when the Home Minister of India is saying I'm not detained, who are you to detain me?" Well, he went on to add, "Why would I stay inside my house on my own will when my state is being burnt, when my people are being executed in jails? This is not the India I believe in. How do you think one would feel when your body is being carved? The body that stood together in all odds fought every evil unitedly. They divided regions. Will they divide hearts too? Will they divide Hindus and Muslims?" Well, I don't know under which rock was Farooq ji living. The hearts and lands have already been divided. Meanwhile, on to the other con. The Congress was busy scoring self goals through the day and also showing that all 50 shades of grey and shadiness exist within that party. To quote the book that was quoted by MP Manish Tiwari in the Lok Sabha, where after a long clueless day for the Congress, some clarity finally emerged on their stance by night. when after a meeting of its working committee, Congress said that Jammu and Kashmir acceded to India as one state and no government has the power to change its status or divide it or reduce any part of it to a union territory. While its chief whip in Lok Sabha, Bhubaneswar Kalita, quit in protest against the party's stance, saying it was against the public mood, its senior leader Janardhan Dwivedi said the government has remedied a historic blunder. Well, by evening, Jyotiraditya Scindia, one of the closest aides of Rahul Gandhi, also declared support for the government's move. But during the debate, both Rahul and Sonia Gandhi were most upset with Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, who was tasked with leading the party in Lok Sabha. Well, because he left it deeply embarrassed by his remarks that appear to suggest that Jammu and Kashmir is not India's internal matter. Well, speaking of internal matter, India does not comment on the internal affairs of other countries and similarly expects other countries to do likewise, said External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar. While Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said in a statement that China always opposes India's inclusion of Chinese territory in the western section of the China-India boundary under its administrative jurisdiction. This position is firm and consistent and has never changed. The recent unilateral revision of domestic laws by the Indian side continues to undermine China's territorial sovereignty, which is unacceptable and will not have any effect. While China has not granted visas to a group of Indians planning to undertake the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra on Wednesday, sources said on Tuesday, hours after the country opposed India's move to make Ladakh a new union territory. And on to news about how the government is tackling the Indian economy. Okay, just kidding. Off to international news, the Philippines has declared a national dengue epidemic with at least 622 people lost their lives after the mosquito-borne disease this year. At least 1,46,000 cases were recorded from January to the 20th of July, a 98% increase on the same period last year. And before we leave you for the day, how much can a parrot weigh? Well, 7 kgs. Well, fossils of the largest parrot ever recorded have been found in New Zealand, estimated to have weighed about 7 kgs. It would have been more than twice as heavy as the kakapo, previously the largest known parrot. Paleontologists have named the new species Heracles inexpectatus to reflect its unusual size and strength and the unexpected nature of the discovery. That is all I have for you for today, and my parting words, not on Twitter but on today's editorial, is a quote from Toni Morrison. If you surrender to the air, you could ride it. You want to fly? You got to give up the shit that weighs you down. If there is a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it. Let's go write your book, your chapter, but make it yours. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.com.